Mike Morath backs the home rule effort that could change the way Dallas schools are run and governed. Bernadette Nuttall opposes it, saying the district's getting better under Superintendent Miles. The Southern Dallas crowd at Salem Institutional Baptist Church was already suspicious of the plan, fearing it could eliminate elected board members for appointed ones. But they listened intently as Morath criticized the board he sits on.
Very rarely do we ever talk about actually solving problems for our kids. They're usually arguments by adults, for adults, about adults. This is a tragedy. We argue amongst ourselves incessantly. I think that we do a horrendously bad job in serving our kids. And I'm not sure why it is. I just know that the nine of us are not getting the jobs done for our kids.
Trustee Bernadette Nuttall, among the meeting's speakers, did not take the attack lightly.
All of this home rule charter is an adult issue. It was generated by you without collaboration, coordination, nor communication with any of us to talk about what are the things wrong. We're not saying DISD is perfect. We all want improvement, but we must communicate with each other.
The group pushing home rule is led by Wilton Hollins, a businessman. His organization is gathering signatures that could force a committee to write a new school charter that could change the district's governance and free it from state rules. Hollins rose from a church pew to defend home rule.
Support our public schools has been successful already because the conversation has begun. This is exactly what we needed to do. If there were no problems in DISD, we would not be here right now. So to say that everything is great in DISD, that's a misnomer.
The crowd was loud and emotional, but ultimately respectful of all speakers. The meeting was organized by two Baptist preachers who said they planned more meetings. Members of Support Our Public Schools said the same. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.